Hello, everybody. This is Karina from Break Fear, Find Freedom. And today I have Frank Yeager with us, who we spoke to probably a few months ago, on accessibility. And that's a pretty awesome show, but we're not talking about that today. I'm just putting it out there. Today we're talking about being on the treadmill of life. On the treadmill of life and business. And this topic was inspired by a post that Frank put out a few weeks ago, where he was saying, like, oh, I'm on this treadmill of life. How am I going to ever get off? I feel like I'm never, ever going to get off this treadmill. And it's just going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And I related with that on many things, but it's more about the break fear, find freedom, right? So on that note, we don't know where this topic will take us because it's so broad, but it's so much fun. Hello, Frank. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you, Frank, for being here. It's like so much fun. And I can't believe that we spoke, it must be a few months ago, on your accessibility. So that's just another one of your many projects. But I think what I want to speak about, because we were speaking a bit about it before the show, is this treadmill, this feeling like we're on the treadmill. And I think as entrepreneurs, we probably feel it so many times because we've got so many things to do, right? And we always feel like we have to be on the go because we've got to balance this, balance that, and most of all, make money. And that always comes at luck.
If we're lucky. Yeah, if we're lucky.
I know. So what's up with that? So tell me a bit about the background of that post, just where you were at and where you're at now, and then we can take it from there. Put context.
When I was writing that, it gets aggravating, I guess, sometimes. And I was just a little disheartened in the moment. And I think, like we were talking about before, you know, when you're first getting started and you're first putting everything together, there's like, you know, I guess there's that little dopamine hit. Hey, I got this done and I got that done and I got this written and I, you know, and there's a lot of things like that that we managed to put together, and it feels that need of, hey, I'm actually getting something accomplished and I'm ready to pull the trigger. And then you throw it all out there and nothing seems to hit, you know, and it's like, okay. And everybody says, oh, just post content. People will start to engage with you. It'll be fine. When does that happen? Because, you know, it seems like, you know, you talk to people. I mean, and I'm all about, like, hey, what can I do that will help you? I mean, you know, the whole idea of what I'm doing with Yeager's Consulting is supposed to be about helping people. And, you know, I'm just not exactly sure what it's going to take to, like, get eyeballs and actually make that happen, start getting engagement and all that stuff. And, you know, like you and I were talking about before, I mean, it just seems like you post and you post and you post, and you might get one or two of the same people each time. And, you know, my mom doesn't even click like on my stuff because she's not on LinkedIn. So you don't even get the benefit of that. It starts to get a little frustrating. So, you know, and especially if you're doing the stuff all by yourself, you know, just like you are. I mean, yeah, when you're sitting there and you're like, okay, this is my baby, this is my thing, you know, trying to get all the moving parts together. And there's really, I mean, I think this right here is, you know, our interactions outside of just day-to-day business, when we can sit down and go, okay, is it just me or is this happening to you too? Because I just feel like I want to slit my wrists sometimes. You know, so yeah, I mean, this is helpful, I think. And I think letting people know that, yeah, you're starting crap and it doesn't seem to be hitting, you know, I mean, we just got to keep on plugging.
Yes, yes, because I agree with you, because I think the message becomes so big that there's no ways you can go back, right?
Right.
So even though you've put all the pieces together, well, you think, you know, like put the pieces together, there's always pieces that have to come in or whatever it is, and it changes and morphs, and that's what makes it fun, right? But I think about maybe having that, like, okay, this is a great message, right? Break fear, find freedom. That is, like, awesome message. Well, for me, I think it's a great message. Now we have to plug on and just say, okay, let me see if I can actually put it out there and let people see it. And that's, I agree with you, that is such a big challenge. And there's, like, we're on social media, and there's billions of people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So, 8 billion people, there's got to be like five that,
exactly.
You know, I mean, and I mean, I think it's almost worse that, I mean, I would even be better, feel better, I think, if somebody posted there and actually said they absolutely hated what I put up there, as opposed to nothing at all. I mean, I think it's the nothing at all that, I mean, I wouldn't be offended if somebody reached out and said, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, you know, as opposed to hearing absolutely nothing. I mean, that makes it, I think, harder.
The universe really has a sense of humor. As Frank was talking about the how nobody takes notice of his posts and there's crickets around, the video froze. So it was such a synchronicity and a moment that has to be taken note of. Whatever reason. Thanks for watching. Let's continue with the show. Right. It's not like it's the first time I'm doing this, a podcast, or the first time I'm using StreamYard or whatever it is, right? It's like, what are the odds? But anyway, we just move along. So,
I mean, I think it's almost virtually guaranteed to happen at some point. I mean, you know, especially like if, you know, if you were super frustrated today and you were more inclined to punch your computer, this is the day that it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I think that was like a perfect way to demonstrate just how freaking frustrating this crap is. I mean, you know, yeah, I think we were talking like right before you lost your connection. It was like, you know, I'd rather people actually just, you suck. Nobody cares about that. And stop talking about it, as opposed to hearing absolutely nothing and wondering, okay, do they care? Do they not care? Well, you know, you just don't know. I mean, that's the challenge.
No, you don't. And I guess it's like such a fine line. So there's persistence and there's madness, right? So you continue like, okay, I'm persistent. Or when do you draw the line and say, no, what, this is madness, as in like what Einstein said, right?
Oh,
when
yeah.
You're just continuing down the same path, playing, yeah. You know, and putting things in, and everyone's, and you're not getting any traction. So when do you draw the line, as well as an entrepreneur? And then you start saying, okay, you know what, it's really time to shift lanes, or to just stop this before they actually take you away.
Yeah, I mean, it's because we talk to each other all the time, you know, and it's easy. I mean, I 100%. Get what your message, and I mean, my wife was, because you had done a call in our group, and I mean, my wife was sitting behind me, and incidentally, the same stinking thing happened to you on that
call.
It dropped you right out there.
Well, it's a second time. You're right.
But yeah, she was listening to you, and she's just like 100%, 100% me. I definitely need, you know, and, you know, I think, I don't know that it's not that the messaging is not there. I mean, there are people there that are saying, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the things that we in Jaeger's Consulting are offering is, you know, stuff that this is frustrations we've actually gone through. This is stuff that we know we can help people with. And it's just a matter of figuring out how to get in front of the right people, you know, figuring out who the right people even are. So, I mean, and hey, maybe they're just afraid to actually open their mouth and say something. Yeah, because on social media, everybody sees everything. You know, I think that was part of the problem. I mean, it's hard to reach out and say, hey, my life sucks. And, you know, I don't know what to do. And do that in front of everybody. I mean, that's hard.
Yes.
So, yeah,
you're right.
Us being able to sit here and have a chat and both be in the same, I mean, we're all in the same boat. We're going, okay, I'm either completely retarded and nobody cares, or, I mean, it's just a matter of, hey, we don't know what we don't know. And eventually we're going to accidentally either stumble upon the secret or something. But yeah, it's definitely, when I wrote that post, that's where I was. I was just like, what, you know, what's it going to take? And I started reaching out to the attorneys, and I actually started the work. That was right after I posted that. I came up with that idea. But there again, I mean, LinkedIn is really the only place that I know of to kind of reach out to those people and be able to talk to them in that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have the first clue of where to get in touch with them. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, start looking for groups and all that stuff, maybe. But I mean, you know, again, this is, and I think that's part of the problem too. I think that social media is just so easy to get in front of a lot of people that everybody kind of about half ignores. I mean, I know I've caught myself more than once, scroll down through the feed. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And then I stop and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe I ought to go back. I mean, if I just show a little bit of interest, maybe they'll show a little bit of interest, and then, you know, it'll all work out.
Yes. I think it's about you also going out and participating. So it's not just about posting, right? That's important, but I think it's about actually going out and participating and saying, oh, Frank did a good post. Hang on, let me actually give Frank a comment and whatever. And maybe if we all do that, even if it's 5 of us or 10 of us who actually care and participate in each other's posts, that's probably a good way to come to grow it together, right? As in almost like a collaboration. But because for me as well, it's like, oh, I've got this to do today. So let's just go in, drop whatever I have to do and get out. And maybe that's just the wrong attitude as well that I've got, you know, because it's about everybody. If everyone's feeling the same, then maybe what we need to do is help each other and actually participate in each other's posts, you know, and say, hey, yes, I like this or I don't like this, so that at least we've got feedback and we know where we're going, right?
Right.
And yeah, we know whether it works or not, or if you like it or not.
I think the other thing too is like, I mean, like our group for the most part, like, doesn't really get confrontational about it. But I mean, it's really a thing, you know, you get on social media and you say anything and somebody's going to come swooping in there like a freaking lunatic and be like, you are got to be the stupidest human being on the planet. Don't you see what's happening? Like, wait a minute. Step back. Let's have a civil discussion. And, you know, and but it doesn't seem to be possible on social media, at least not for the most part. I mean, some people will, but I mean, and you're kind of just got to ignore the people who are just going nuts in the background.
Yes. You know? Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that, it's that whole rising tide raises all ships. I mean, if we can be thoughtfully reaching out and commenting and kind of giving people feedback on where you stand on whatever their topic is, then I think that is that's definitely way better than somebody's sitting there and listening to crickets 90% of the time that they're on social media. Especially like what you post a decent amount. You post like every day at least once. You know, I mean.
Well, I try to. I mean, and sometimes I don't. You know, but it's just like, you know, it's that connection. Okay, I'm making that connection. Let's see if we actually can take it further than just me and five people that follow me or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, kudos to you for even doing this. I mean, I know a lot of people who are like, you know, who don't have the guts to actually go ahead and get on camera and have these conversations. I mean, you know, the judgmental crap and just all the crap that goes with actually just putting your face out there on camera and talking and all that. I mean, it's just, it's courageous actually to just go ahead and just do it just week after week after week. So, yeah.
Yes. But of course, it's a podcast, right? So sure. If you had asked me this question 2 years ago, we won't even go down there. You know, that was one of my worst things. If I had to shoot a video, it would take me, a month? And then I still wouldn't shoot it. I'd make every excuse under the sun. I hated it. Yet with the start of the podcast and the YouTube channel and all those things, it's made a huge difference. And I mean, like the other day when I did that training in the group, even having had this problem like I did, I managed to come out of it, you know, and not panic and still speak for 90 minutes. After that, I thought, wow, people actually listen to me for 90 minutes?
Well, you know, and the fact that like when you went off, I mean, everybody was just like, okay, she'll be back. We'll hang out for a minute and just see, let her get the tech business sorted out, and you know, she'll be back. But I mean, we all know how it is too. I mean, surely to God, whenever you're going to be counting on it, your internet connection is going to go out or something stupid is going to happen. So let's just be a little patient. She'll be back and we'll roll with it. But I mean, I'm in another group, and we just had this conversation just recently. It was like, you know, there's a couple people on there that are like big time Instagram influencers, and they're like doing have seven figure businesses on the back of Instagram influencing. And I'm like, you know, I overanalyze the crap out of every video I do, and I'm like, okay. So what I started to do was I grab my phone, I take a walk. Yeah, I'm lucky I have like walking paths and woods and stuff near me. So I hit there and where I'm comfortable, and I don't have to worry about like random people coming around or any of that crap. And I just can go for a walk, shoot the video, however it turns out, and just smack the post button before I get a chance to think about it too much. Yes. Don't watch it again. Don't do anything. Just hit that post button, because that'll get past all that crap.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it took me. That's how I started the podcast. It's just like, okay, let's do this. And that was it. I mean, the best thing I ever did. But it took me so long to actually, I mean, you know, you're supposed to go back and analyze your videos, whatever. You know how it took me probably only after a year or so did I really go back and watch those videos. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I mean, I hit that little trash can icon on my telephone more times from watching a video after I shot it and going, oh, you sound ridiculous. You know, and then I just said, I can't do that. I can't keep doing that. I don't care what they say. I got to get past this. And the best way to get past it is to just reiterate over and over and over again until it's just like, okay, we're going to do this again, you know, and that little bit, I mean, the uncertainty starts to go away. I mean, I don't know that it ever completely goes away, but I mean, at the very, especially now when nobody's engaging with the crap anyway, I mean, I'm just talking to myself. I think I actually made it easier when I started thinking about it in terms of you're just talking to yourself anyway.
Yes, sir.
It was like, no, that takes the pressure off. I don't have to impress anybody. Not that I was concerned with it to begin with, but I mean, you know, I don't have to worry about how anybody else is going to take it because I'm only talking to myself. So, yeah, not yes. even mom's listening.
At least mom says, oh, you look so nice. Or, oh, that was such a nice video. Oh, thank you, mother.
That might be your mom. My mom would be looking, what in the hell? Why did you not shave? Yeah.
So yes,
you sounded okay, but you should have shaved. You look like hell.
Well, thanks, mom, for that.
That's true love, man.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. So I think the lesson here is just do it. So close your eyes, and that's interesting because that was the topic of the training actually was just close your eyes and take that leap of faith. That's it.
Yep.
Oh, what's the worst that can happen?
Hey, you're standing on the side of the pool.
Put out a terrible video. Oh, well, it'll just get better and better and better every time. That's all.
Here's the best part. I mean, the more of them you do, the really crappy ones get buried underneath on the bottom, and nobody actually sees them anyway.
Exactly. You get very few people that are like so excited then they binge watch all your stuff, right?
Right.
So, and then those are the people that love you so much that it doesn't matter.
Right.
So it's a win-win for everybody, right? I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, and I think there, like I said, I mean, if we're actually just reaching out wherever we see each other on social and just say, hey, you know, just make a comment. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I mean, just, hey, great message. And, you know, maybe talk a little bit about it or give your own perspective or whatever. I mean, but I mean, just so you don't feel like you're okay. Time to talk to myself for about 5 minutes and see how it goes. If you get on LinkedIn, I'll guarantee you that a lot of the people that are, you know, you're scrolling by and looking at are going through the same crap. So, I mean,
yes.
Definitely worth it.
So if we could all, like the rising tide, I love that as well. If we could all just help each other. So maybe that would be the challenge. So everybody that you see post, just, I don't know, even like it. Because sometimes right. some of the posts are like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I guarantee you. There are people that look at my posts and are like, okay, I wouldn't have said that. That's not the way I, but okay. It's a way to go.
Yeah. Right.
But that I mean, funny. It'd be cool if like somebody said, hey, this was like, you know, this was really, really good. Okay, cool. I'll do more of that as opposed to the dumb crap I said last week. You know, I mean, you know, it definitely is going to help because most of us are sitting here with no earthly idea whether anybody's paying attention or not.
I know. It's so funny. So, so that's all part of the treadmill. When you were talking about that, when I was thinking about this live, before we started, I was thinking, it's so funny. We're on this treadmill of life, and all it does is the treadmill goes faster and faster. And we never think of actually pressing the emergency brake, do we?
Nope.
Right. For a moment.
We don't want to break momentum. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Reset.
Oh, no.
We worked our ass off to get moving.
That's true, too. Because once you get moving, you don't want to stop. Because once you stop, you're actually right. Once you stop and then it's like, okay, let's take, I'm sure one day off won't make a difference. Really? It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
For me, it does, because then I have to actually get back into that that momentum and that flow of things. And that takes a long time.
Christmas is the Christmas season is just god awful because there's so much noise going on, and then you start, I'm really busy and I don't really have time to get the same stuff done. And then whenever the new year comes around, you're like, oh wow, I actually have to start doing this crap again. And it wasn't even working the last time, and now I've got to talk myself back into it.
Why?
I don't want to do it anymore. I swear to God, I mean, all of us. You mean we? All the conversations that I've heard, every one of us is just like, hit me again. I like it. I mean, you know, it's, we're going to keep on keeping on until something breaks loose and something works. You know, I mean.
Yes.
Or we drop dead. One of the two.
Because you can't have it any other way. I mean, could you imagine, like, it's the excitement. Okay, like I'm saying, oh, you know, I'd love some interaction and whatever. But it's the excitement, knowing that every day is different. And there's that challenge because, hey, maybe today I've hit on something that resonates with 5 people, 20 people, instead of just my favorite people that follow me, right? So that's always the challenge. And maybe, just maybe today, I will hit those people, or they'll have the courage to reach out to me and say, hey, you know what, I need some help because I need help to get off this treadmill. And I know you can help me because I can hear it in the posts that you do and in your content, right?
Right.
So it's always that. It's always that at the back of your mind. So, you know, you have to continue. There's no way you're going to give this up and go to 9 to 5. Like, that would be insane. That would be soul-destroying for me.
Yeah, really. I mean, I know. So my wife actually, you know, she was a little taken aback the one day when I was – she's gone through some issues and some things, and I mean – whatever personal things she's got going on. And I was talking to somebody the one day, and I said, you know, it's anytime I really start to get like, I'm ready to just lose it, I can turn around and just think a little bit about, okay, you know, the things that she has gone through, the way that she basically turned from a teenager, or just basically a teenager who had her whole life already plotted out, to having to completely rework everything, and has gone on to have 4 degrees and have a good career for many years, and now has a family and a house and all that. I mean, what do I have to complain about? I mean, really, what the hell do I have to complain about? So then, yeah, okay. Do the thing, man. Quit crying and just do the thing.
Yes.
So, I mean, it makes it, in that respect, it does make it easier. But like for her, you know, when she's up against it, and I'm just like, you know, my big thing was always, look what you already did. Most people don't get that far past the first step. I mean, to turn that around. And I mean, the crazy thing about, like, she was in the accident and within a year was working. She had her first job, and I'm just like, and basically the only thing she could move was her shoulders. She was basically, that's all she could do.
Wow.
And
it's incredible.
I was like, okay, who does that? I mean, most people have to take a little bit of time and wallow, and you know, I mean, and rightly so. Why not? I mean, your whole damn life has changed. You're entitled to a little bit of wallowing. But I mean, for her to turn around and just say, you know what, the hell with this, I'm not going to stop.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm just like, if that isn't inspiring as hell, I don't know what is. You know, and that's a Hallmark freaking movie right there.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean,
and that's, yeah. It's amazing. It's that attitude, that change of attitude just flips everything. And I'm sure that also makes you realize that, you know what, no one cares that, no, like, who cares that your post didn't get any views? It's so minor, and it's really very funny now, you know, like, if you think about it in the scheme of things, it is funny. I mean, I know it's not funny, but it is.
I mean, yeah.
It's funny. And she's like, she can't do, what can she do? You know, like, physically, there's not much she can do, yet she's accomplished things and she's doing so well and she's got this career. And yes, it makes you look back and say, like, come on, what are you complaining about? If you don't like it, change it, you know?
But really, truthfully, I mean, what we were just talking about with the social media, I mean, it is truly soul crushing to be like reaching out there all the time and get nothing in return, you know. I mean, but, you know, it's perspective. I mean, you know, we all know that, you know, it's just a matter of perspective. I mean, and I know, we've all talked about, like, I mean, all the inspirational posts that are on LinkedIn and everything talking about that, you know, lean into this and, you know, all that. I mean, but sometimes it's not the crap that you're necessarily afraid of. It's just the day after day after day after day of trying and getting nowhere. And just, I mean, we are completely, utterly insane because we just keep doing it until something works. So, I mean, yes. Yeah, it's, yes. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And like I said before, when do you draw the line? When do you say, okay, this is the line, that's it, I've had enough, no more? Or just like, okay, I'm going to bump my head and maybe the wall will break.
Right.
It's like a choice again, right? It's a choice, yeah. Again. And I suppose it's like, you just know, at what point do you know when it's like, okay, this is insane, let me move on and do something else.
Yeah, I mean, I know it helps that, like right now, I mean, we're able to have this conversation, you know?
Yes.
And we're, God only knows, I mean, you know, we're on social media. Somebody may actually take the time to watch and listen and be like, that is totally where I am, and, you know, and be able to reach out and know that there's a, hey, there's other people who are just as crazy as you are doing the same thing. And, yeah, hey, reach out, say hey, and, I mean, you know, we'll get there.
Yes, yes, yes. It's, I think it's also that, Frank, as entrepreneurs, well, solopreneurs, it's sometimes it's such a lonely kind of a job because you just, job is the wrong word, but a lonely life, you know, so, because you're behind the computer most of the time, so you have to get out, step out, go into the sun, or reach out to someone else and say, hey, you know what, I need some help here. Can you show me the way, you know, somehow? And that's powerful on its own, because it's a very difficult thing to do, to say, hey, you know what, I need some help. Please, can you help me? And with that, people coming to you also probably find it difficult to say, hey, you know what, I saw your video the other day, and I need help with getting off this treadmill. Can you help me?
Right.
So we have to also get to that point. So that, again, that's another big fear to break, yeah. Is that it's not a sin, you know, for the want of a better word, to ask for help.
Oh, I mean, you know, whether it's pride or whatever, okay, you know, I didn't know anything about personal development. I didn't know. I got up in the morning, I go to work, I work however many hours I need to work in order to keep the bills paid. I mean, that's been my life, most of my life. I mean, I worked as a contractor, and I mean, just keep on hammering at it, and that's how you make more money, and, you know, that's just the way business is. And then turn around and be like, that is exactly the complete opposite of what business is, you know, and having not realized that until I was in my late 40s, and, you know, I'm being like, holy crap, you know, I've actually been going about it the complete wrong way. You know, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, it makes it easy. I think it makes it easier now for me to say, oh, I can stick this out, because what's the worst case scenario? I can go get a job if I need to keep the lights on. You know, mm-hmm. I can go out, because, I mean, I do know how to work hard. I've done it my whole life, so it's no big deal to me. But at the same time, you know, I think at the same time, it makes it a little bit harder for you, for me to reach out and say, I haven't got a clue. I don't know what to do. I'm completely lost here. If you were watching like the hot seat that I did with Mark, I mean, essentially the entire episode was nothing more than me sitting there going, I have no idea what I don't know. And basically, I mean, here's where I am. Give me some ideas about where I can go with it, and I'll charge like hell for it. But I mean, you know, otherwise I have no clue what I don't know. And I think that's a big part of it. And just being able to reach out, you know, to people and say, hey, I need that help. I just don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yes. And it takes a lot of courage for that. But I think there's a lot of freedom in it as well, because then together you can figure it out. And it's always easier, you know, when you collaborate with someone than when you're on your own. I mean, for me, my head drives me crazy. You know, the stories I can, from one little thing, I can, you know, I'm a writer, okay? You don't need to say anything else, because I can create stories out of nothing.
Right.
And then the fear sets in. Like I said, hence break fear, find freedom. There's a reason for that. It's because that's what's been my life all the time. It's that fear. So if you can break it, there is really freedom in that.
I think I'm part of Tony Robbins' community. I'm part of Russell Brunson's community. I mean, I'm part of all these communities, and you see a whole ton of people that are all posting the same stuff, and 99% of it comes down to, I am scared to freaking death. I haven't the vaguest idea what the hell I'm doing. And and just seeing that there's a whole bunch of people out there that are going through the same crap, and they're happy to help. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why. I mean, number one, just because I absolutely love to talk to you. It's fun. We always have a good conversation. We always have fun. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think it's, I mean, doing this podcast in particular is super important. Just letting people know from our perspective that, you know, hey, we're all nuts. And we're all going crazy wondering whether we're doing it right or not. So,
Yes. And then we'll go down to that. Is there really any right or wrong in this situation?
am I just completely out of my mind doing it wrong? And, you know, if I am, please tell me, because if you hate this, let me know, because that's better than not responding at all. Let me just wallow out here.
Well, Frank, this has been an interesting conversation on its own. What do you suggest? What are you going to do moving forward differently, right? Are you going to, just out of interest, are you going to hit that emergency brake on the treadmill, or are you going to fall off? I mean, that's the worst thing. It's happened to me a few times, like you're running, lose track, and then you find yourself on the floor. Or are you going to just slow it down?
It reminds me of, I went for a walk. My son and I go for walks out here in the woods and stuff. And there's one spot where the hill is really, really steep. And he was just little. He was maybe 4 or 5 years old. Mm. And he goes to run down the hill. And I'm just like, oh my God, don't do that. You know, because I mean, we know what's going to happen. He's going to face plant and just skid the rest of the way down the hill on his face. And yeah, I mean, I think, hell, once you're running, I mean, if you need to go out, I think going for a walk, getting, like you said, getting some exercise, getting in the sunshine, and just taking a breath and getting away from it for a minute is 99% of the battle. And hey, if you need to pivot just a little bit to find something different going on, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. And we'll see how it goes. It's early days, so it's just now. I mean, I just started this new thing last week, so, and it's actually starting to get some results, but we'll see how it goes over the long term.
Okay, well, I love that, because now you've changed it, so that means that you're not going insane. So that's pretty cool. So I think that's a very good note to end this this show today, because you decided, okay, something different. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to charge something different. So it'll be interesting to see like what happens in 90 days. Okay, give yourself 90 days. So maybe 90 days. Let's come back and see how this process has worked.
Sure.
And if things have changed, if you know the process has worked, how it's worked for you, and how everything else, how it's like influenced it, everything else in your life.
Absolutely. So
that's a good challenge, Frank. How about that? 90 days.
For sure. And if the lid blows off before then, I'll let you know and we can jump on faster.
Yes. That would be even better, right? If it blows up in like 30 days or 60 days, that's even better.
Heck yeah. I'll reach out and I'll say, okay, we need to get on again. But yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. 90 days out, we'll just go for it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Frank. And so it looks like you did somehow press the emergency late. Oh, no, maybe not the emergency. You just like tone, just put it slower, right?
Well, yeah, and we just tweak that dial a little bit.
Tweaked it a bit. So, well done for that. Thanks, Frank. This has been an awesome conversation, as usual. We always have very good conversations.
For sure.
See you in 90 days or sooner.
Hopefully sooner. That'd be great. But we'll take care. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks, Frank. Great talking to you too. And we'll see you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.